B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Adrian, how can we help you, madam?
Oh my God, you guys, I need your help. I don't know what to do. It's the weirdest situation. Uh-huh. I work in this building that I, you know, this guy that works in the same building in another office. We kind of saw each other around a little bit. We got, you know, stop and say hi, kind of got to know each other, met for a coffee. We've gone on a couple of times. And all of a sudden, like in the last couple of days, completely ghosted me. I don't see him in the hallways anymore, like doesn't return a phone call, doesn't call me. It's the most bizarre thing, and it's uncomfortable because we're in the same building. So now I'm like, well, what do I do when I do run into him? You know, yeah. Do I confront him? I don't know. I need you guys
like,
to help me.
It's yeah, you want to run into him, but at the same time, you're like, well, if I do, how do? I act normal or do I like... That is kind of weird. Is there anything you... Okay, the last time you guys hung out, think hard about anything you did that might have turned him off.
I mean, nothing, you know? No crazy, like, no over-drinking, nothing. We had a lovely time. Like, we just hung out and, you know, we... Nothing, honestly, nothing. I've been racking my brains for days trying to figure out, you know, did I say something wrong? Did I insult him? You know... I don't know. I really have no idea. That's why I need you.
All right. Any other questions? Or should we just try and call this guy?
Let's give him a call.
Yeah, let's get to it.
You know what? We'll get to it next. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Yeah. Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Adrian. She's very, she's worried because, so... We're looking for this guy, Nick, who she works with. Now, the weird thing is, since the last time they saw each other, which she said was a lovely date, she hasn't heard from Nick and she hasn't seen Nick in the building. So now it's getting to the point where she wants to see Nick clearly, but if she does see him, it's going to be weird because she's like, I'm going to have to kind of be like a bitch to him a little bit in the building because he's been avoiding me. So... We're just going to call Nick right now with Adrian on the phone and see what he has to say as to why he's been avoiding her. Because clearly he's avoiding you.
Clearly.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nick?
Yes.
Or we found him. All right, Nick, please do not hang up. We've been trying to call you for a while now. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain... why we're calling you. I can explain how we got your number, all that good stuff. Just give me 20 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so we got your number from a girl who likes you. She thinks there's potential for a relationship with you guys because she thinks you like her too. You know who she is. We want to set up a date between you two at a nice restaurant whenever you're free. We'll let you pick the place, the date, the time, all that stuff. We'll tell you her name. We'll pay for everything. Basically, you go, you have a nice meal, and you see if this girl and you hit it off.
Do I get to know who the girl is before?
I'm going to tell you her name, and you know who she is, so you're going to have what I hope is a positive reaction.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so her name is Adrian.
Okay, now
can you... I knew that was going to be the reaction because she told us that you have been basically avoiding her as far as her calls, texts, and all that stuff. But especially you guys work in the same building and that she finds this really weird that now she doesn't even see you at work.
I'm all right with that, though. That's fine, man.
Okay.
No,
it's, good explanation.
Yeah, that's not an explanation. Can you tell us why she hasn't seen you?
Look, honestly, man, I'm not trying to be a dick, man, but, you know, there's a situation, man. We went to, there's like a bathroom on the second floor of the building, and it's like one of those, that second floor is pretty much empty, not really used for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a unisex bathroom. And I had this whole routine where every morning I would go in there and do what I got to do and then, like, get myself situated and I'm good for the rest of the day. Yeah. And it was good because nobody would go into that bathroom, really. It would be kind of empty.
Like your own private bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's like if I was an executive, but I'm not an executive. So, I was like, all right. So then, dude, there was a smell that smelled like it was like a rotten body dipping curry. So I was like, this is out of nowhere. This smell started coming, and there was like 3 or 4 days in a row. So finally, I decided to just take out the bathroom because I wanted to see, you know, what was going on. And it turned out that it was Adrian. Like, I saw her come out of the stall.
What the
f- wait, my.
Nick, wait.
This dude Adrian, was stalking the bathroom.
Adrian's on the phone and she heard you say that.
Oh, my God.
What kind of bullshit is that? It's a bathroom. It's a public bathroom, first of all. And you're stalking?
Yeah, no, it's a public bathroom. It is a, it's a bathroom, not a cemetery.
Wow. Adrian, I can't believe that you were using that bathroom for number two, though. Like, you knew he was going in there.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm on this new diet, so I can't help, you know, it changes things.
Right.
It's not intentional. I have to go. And it was a good hide. It's a good, quiet, private bathroom, like he said, to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, man. Look, dude, I get it. You know, everybody does that. We're all humans. Yeah. I'm not thinking to myself that just because she's fine, that she doesn't shit. I get it. We all shit, right? But, you know, there's a level of shit that you're expecting.
How old are you? I mean,
I just can't get that out of my head, man. I just, you know what I mean? And then, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, what happens when we start dating and we take our relationship to the next level?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I can't go down on a girl
who
I know has got something got in there, man.
Yeah, you know what?
You are so immature.
That's completely understandable.
Man, it got to the point where, like, I went up to Tony, right? And she knows who Tony is. Adrian knows who Tony is. Fat Tony. Big Tony, right?
Oh, my
Big
God. Tony.
I got mad. I was yelling at him. I thought it was him. I was yelling at him. And he was like, nah. Because he, dude, all he does is smoke cigarettes and eat a bunch of junk food. And he just, I was like, yo, it has to be Tony. And then when I found out it was Adrian, I was like, man, I wish I could smell Tony's now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't believe you're stalking a bathroom or something like this. Really?
So, and Nick, is that no to going out on another date with Adrian? I just want to confirm.
I don't have that kind of money to, you know, have the hazmat suit and the whole, you know, somebody coming to you. You know, nah, I'm all right, man.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
This is good. It's going to be a good. This is just how the date basically began. Listen to this.
Right now I'm seeing a guy, Mike, and he was totally down with bringing another guy into the equation. So we thought we found the third to our little triad, and I don't know where he went.
I can't wait to hear the whole thing. It happens tomorrow morning at 7:10 with the Get Up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.